It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. The Today Show weatherman Al Roker's wife thought it would be funny to Instagram a picture of Al snoozing during intermission at the Metropolitan Opera. Some opera fans and singers saw the whole thing as rude and disrespectful, taking to Instagram to criticize Mr. Roker. Soprano Wendy Bryn Harmer, who sings at the Met, wrote that, added together, the various components of NBC's Today Show are longer than Der Rosenkavalier, the Strauss opera Mr. Roker slept through. Others were more sympathetic and told their own tales of falling asleep during concerts. Roker was unapologetic. He wrote, to all the outraged opera buffs, if you take yourself so seriously, then you're the ones playing into a stereotype. Did my posting that picture my wife took as a joke diminish anyone's enjoyment in that audience? I doze off in movies, baseball games, and church. I'm old and I'm tired, but not ashamed of it. The Met's Der Rosenkavalier, a new production mounted for diva Renee Fleming to say farewell to one of her signature roles, has been one of the highlights of the Met season, and its three remaining performances are sold out. The School District of Philadelphia has over 1,000 broken musical instruments, and they don't have any money to fix them. Robert Blacksom from Temple University's Tyler School of Art learned about the issue and saw an opportunity to draw attention to the struggle of music education while also raising money for repairs. The Symphony for a Broken Orchestra was born, a partnership between Temple Contemporary, the School District of Philadelphia, Philadelphia Orchestra, and other local arts organizations. Earlier this year, each broken instrument was played. Whatever noise it could make was recorded by Pulitzer Prize-winning composer David Lang. For his symphony for a broken orchestra that he'll write, he'll create an orchestration from the noise of the Philadelphia school's imperfect instruments. Lang's symphony will premiere later this year with hundreds of volunteer musicians, including local professionals, amateurs, and students. Following the performances, all the instruments will be repaired and returned to the schools by the fall of 2018. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music. This is listener-supported, 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix in HD. We also broadcast on Translator K209 DB Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbok.org.